Everything's feel like months in this situation.
I know, it hit me like about a week ago. It was kind of nice, like at first, like being off work and being able to like sleep in and everything. And then I was like, okay, I need to do something. I need to do something because like I'm trying to stay busy, but it's, you know.
I know, I've fallen into the laziness. It, like the past couple weeks, it's been like wake up, do a workout, and then play video games for the rest of the day. And that's about it.
Yeah, because you're not supposed to go outside. You know, I mean, I guess it depends on how like serious you're taking it. Which I mean, I try to take it pretty seriously. So I'm not really doing a whole lot. I'm pretty restrictive on like who I see. You know, I have like my roommates and like the two other people I'll see, but I kind of keep it out there. Cause I got friends here who, I hadn't seen in a while, and I was like checking in on them. I'm like, oh yeah, we should hang out. You know, I'm like, no, I'm sorry, but I'm already too much of a hypochondriac. I can't right now.
No, that's completely understandable. It's one of those things that I'm like stuck inside because of my asthma and like at a high risk. So I'm like, man, I really want to do something, but I can't.
Yeah. My roommate, he doesn't have asthma, but he has a white blood cell deficiency. So he's kind of one of those guys where, excuse me, if he gets like the flu, like the normal flu or like pneumonia or any one of those, it's like, it's pretty serious for him. So he's definitely paranoid about this, which I get. I would be too. So
So what have you been doing in your lockdown?
Gosh, my days. So I wake up way later than I should. Wake up, hang out. I usually work out. I'm lucky enough to where so I work at a gym right now. I work at a couple different gyms, and so does one of my other roommates. We're both personal trainers. So when our gyms closed down, we basically got to just take anything we wanted. So we pretty much have a full gym in our garage right now, which is
that's
nice.
That's awesome.
So we wake up, usually eat, work out, and then try to study a bit. I have a couple different classes I'm in right now. And so I usually study. So I'm doing I'm doing the Advanced EMT Academy. I finished that test for it, but because of this, my national test has been postponed until who knows when. So I just kind of try to stay up to date studying with that. And then I got another class, kind of like a physiology class I'm doing for personal training. So, but they're both kind of like, I can't take the test or anything at the moment. So just try to kind of stay up to date on that, study probably an hour a day or so. And then by the time I eat dinner, it's about 7 o'clock. I'm like, well, don't know where the day went, but, but that's what it is. I try to, I go to, cause I live in Reno, I go to Tahoe a lot. So I usually try to go there about once a week, go for a hike or something, but I've noticed, cause I was like, I try to go to places where there's not a lot of people.
Yeah.
Just normally, I just kind of, when I get out there, I don't like to be around a bunch of people. It's kind of where I like to go and do my own thing and find a cool trail. But I've noticed since this has all been happening, more and more people are starting to go outside, at least here. Like the trails are getting super busy. And I'm like, man.
Yeah, some people just can't take the indoors.
Yeah. And it's like, I sound selfish, but I'm like, gosh, like you were never here before. Don't start now. Don't take this away from me. No, what about you? What do you mean?
Well, I've been like I said, just like working out and playing video games, but this week I'm like, okay, I gotta do something more creative. I have to like get my skills back into focus. So I've been editing some films that I've never edited. Like I filmed them years ago. I'm like, okay, I should get to editing them. So I'm working on one right now.
Okay. Are they just ones that you made, or were they from school, or what are they?
They're self-made ones. There's ones that like I just decided to make a film in a day. I'm like, called up some friends, like, hey, I want to make something. Let's make something.
Yeah.
And looking back at it, I'm like, man, I could have done this a lot better, but that's also a good thing because now I know what I'm doing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There. Sorry, I'm trying to.
I see you got your dog there.
Yeah, come here. Come on this side. He sheds like no other, and like I don't care when he's in my room, but he like insists on like sleeping on the side of my bed. And by the time he's done with it, it is just, I have to take a lint roller to it. So
I don't avoid that. I know what you mean. My new family dog, he's like, you don't notice his shedding unless you're wearing like black. Mm-hmm. And then like, it's not black anymore. It's tan.
What kind of dog do you guys have?
We have a lemon beagle now.
A lemon beagle?
Yeah, so basically, lemon is basically meaning he's a mix of many different dogs, but mostly it's okay. Beagle.
Okay. Dang, that's cool. What's his name?
Hmm? Oh, his name is Finn.
Stan?
No, Finn.
Finn? Oh, when did you guys get him?
2016.
Oh, nice. So, was he a puppy when you got him?
Yeah. It was funny because, like, the rest of my family went to go to like the shelters and stuff, and I stayed home to play some football with some friends. Mm. And by the time I got back home, they had a puppy. I'm like, well, when did this happen?
Yeah. How's your family doing?
Good. My parents are right now going to Lowe's to buy some wood since our decks are starting to get rotten.
Oh, yeah.
And then my brothers are upstairs right now. Honestly, I don't know what they're doing.
Give me one second. I'm going to throw him out.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yep.
So pre-quarantine, what is Dominic's life like now?
Like, everything's on pause for everyone. I'm like, this is a good opportunity to try to find a new path.
Yeah. Do you know what that might be?
Well, I'm trying to get like a video editing job or something, but so far I'm getting a lot of no's. And that's mainly because I haven't really had time to like work on my stuff to show what I can do now. Because a lot of it is from school work, and that's great, but a lot of people don't look at that. They're like, oh, what can you do for us? I'm like, I can't really show you that unless you hire me.
Yeah. So video editing, what would that – can you like explain that a little bit? Like what kind of videos, I guess?
Well, it varies from who I'm applying to. Like let's say I'm applying to a company that needs someone to edit their, like, marketing videos. So
okay,
that's something I've applied for, but – no really experience to say, hey, this is what I've done for that. Or I've applied to like sports editing videos, and that one I try hard at, but there's a lot of people better than me out there, and I know that. Like here and there I'll get like an opportunity to interview, but then I lose out to like another person. Like, oh, I was so close.
Yeah, so it's, you kind of just like waiting for someone to like give you that little bit of a break, and then that way you can start building your resume on it.
Oh yeah, once I get something, I'm gonna run away with it no matter what.
Is it does it matter where you live?
Oh no, most video editing jobs you can do remotely, especially now they're starting to do more remote, and that's great. But again, now that everyone, I would say, because before it's like this, a lot of people would get like what they're doing and then go straight to LA to get a job, and that's fine.
But that's what I was wondering, if that you would have to do that.
There's a lot of jobs in LA, but there's also a lot of people, so it gets crowded. So my idea was, okay, there's less jobs up here, but there's also less people. It's still a fight, but it was one of those things that, like, reevaluating everything, it's like, okay, let's try to get a remote job, work from home for a bit, and then see where it goes from there.
Yeah. Do you want to stay in the Bay Area, ideally?
Ideally Bay Area, that's just home, you know? But if a job requires me to move out, and it's like, okay, move out. We need you to move out here. And then I'm like, yeah, I'll do it, because my plan from there would be like, okay, now with the resume I'm building with this place, I can move back in.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, end goal, Bay Area, at least for you.
Oh, yeah. End goal there. Someone told me, hey, you're still young, go out and come back.
Yeah, I get that. I think that's one thing is for me, I mean, everyone's different, but I wouldn't want to be in the same, at this point in my life, I wouldn't want to be in the same place forever yet.
Like, I'd rather, that's completely understandable.
Go somewhere and then come back and figure it out, but we're also only 23, so I need to calm down, you know?
I remember hearing someone say, give yourself 5 years and then ask yourself that same question.
Yeah, that's smart. That's smart. How was the car dealership though? Did you still enjoy your time there, or was it, you getting a little tired of it?
I mean, doing the job is tiring, but the people there always made it worthwhile.
Really?
People I worked with, and especially the customers too. Well, depending on the customer, but
what was your specific job? Because you've been there for
It changed. When I first started there, I was a filer. So where we get like paper repair orders, like the receipts and stuff, and I would just file everything away. And if they need something, then I'll go grab it. It's basically like a bookkeeper I was there.
Yeah.
For the receipts and stuff. But then they switched over to electronic filing, and I was part of that transition to get everything scanned.
Yeah.
But after a while, they moved me to lot porter, which is basically moving the cars around.
Okay. Damn. That's pretty cool, though.
Oh, yeah. No, it was fun learning.
Everybody's busy.
Each individual car, I actually learned how to drive manual. So that I took away.
As was that a learning curve?
Oh, yeah. No, I avoided it like the plague.
Really?
Like, I can't do it. I'm not going to be good at it. And then one of the advisors is like, come in the car. I'm going to teach you so we don't have to go through this. I'm like, okay, fine, whatever.
Yeah, that when I came to college, I had a friend. His name was Tiger, actually.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, I know. We would like Tiger and Boston. It's both kind of weird names. But we would I really wanted to learn to drive stick. So that's what he drove. So we would, like, a couple nights a week, we would go at, like, midnight, because I didn't want, like, anyone to be on the road, you know. So we'd go, like, Tuesday and Thursdays, we'd go at, like, midnight. We would just kind of, like, drive around and finally learn. I'm not, like, good at it, you know. I'm, like,
oh, yeah, I'm not saying I'm good at it either.
No, and I never practiced it, really, but, like, I was happy I got to a point where, like, if I really needed to, I could, you know, like, I could get someone home if I needed to, which was cool, so... Okay. Yeah, but good skill to have. I think everyone should be able to, because
it's kind of right, it's a nice skill to have.
What are your brothers up to nowadays?
Right now, just school. They're doing it online now. Matthew, well, is currently enrolled in Sac State.
Okay.
Chris is getting his master's at University of San Francisco.
Nice. What's he getting his master's in?
Sports business, I believe.
Really?
Sports management.
Yeah, and he's doing it online?
Yep.
Okay, that's nice. Were they both online before Corona?
No, or did they were going in, but yeah.
They were going in. Did they live at home, or did they live in Sacramento, San Francisco?
Well, Christopher was at home. He did the commute. And Matthew lived in Sacramento. He still has his place there. He goes there once in a while just to, like, water the plants and check on the place.
Yeah, yeah. Man. That's weird. How did he have roommates, or do you live by himself up there?
He has one roommate. They share like a small little townhouse, and
oh, that's cool.
Yeah, no, but he also lives in Benicia, so he came straight home.
Mm-hmm. That's nice. How were the old people from San Dominic's doing when you met with them? Like Gianfranco, what was he up to?
Oh, he has his own apartment now. Like that episode, we just basically played video games.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What are you playing nowadays?
Well, me personally, I play a lot of MLB The Show. That's just been my grind lately.
Yeah. Yeah. Our house has been on Modern Warfare ever since this quarantine, like pretty hard. But yeah, I'm so bad at video games. I've gotten to the point where I don't even try playing with it anymore. I just kind of watch. It's like a movie for me.
Yeah.
What was Sierra up to?
At the time when I spoke to her, she was working, still doing dance, and then she was doing another job too. And right now she's doing great, I know, during the virus, because the one job is kind of like a work from home thing. So.
Oh, really?
Like, it's one of those things that actually business went up for her.
Wait, what was the business though? Not dance.
No, I'm trying to remember what it was.
Oh, something.
I can't think of it off the top of my head.
So you recorded them like a while ago, huh?
Yeah, Sierra was last year. Gianfranco was in January.
Oh gosh, his he has a little niece now, doesn't he, or nephew or something?
Yeah, his nephew. Yeah, so Leo had a kid last year.
That's crazy. See, I feel like I haven't seen a Cilio since like eighth grade. You know. So it's like so weird, like that was my last time like really seeing them, and now they're a dad. Oh,
gosh. Yeah, no, yeah, I didn't see Cecilio at all that much after eighth grade. And I saw him once or twice if I were hanging out with John Franco. But then when I was going to school in San Francisco, I usually took the ferry, and they were working at the ferry.
Oh, they work at the ferry?
Yeah, so that's how I kind of stayed in touch with them, was they were my commute.
Oh my gosh, that's cool. That's cool you took the ferry. So what do they do there? Do they like drive the ship or what?
No, part of the crew.
Okay, nice.
Yeah, I know Celio, his main route is Vallejo to SF, while John Franco is more of a freelancer, so like they could put him on any ship.
Okay. How did that go in San Francisco?
Oh, that was great. It was my one and only choice, so if I didn't get in, I didn't know what I was going to do.
Oh, it was?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I know a lot of people in high school apply to different places. I'm like, nope, I just want San Francisco. That's it.
Yeah. Could you ever see yourself like living there?
I mean, in this economy, like not counting the economy, I would.
Not counting the economy. Okay. Yeah. If money wasn't an issue, do you think you would?
Oh yeah, most definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just like the idea of just moving around a lot in the city. Cause when I commuted, I would go to school in the morning and then I had the rest of the day to kind of like roam the city.
Yeah. So would you hang out there most of the day and just come back at night?
Yeah, because mostly what I did was my parents worked in the city, so I would commute in with them and then wait for them to get off of work and then commute with them back home or like take the ferry.
Yeah. Okay, so that worked out real nice, actually. How are your parents doing?
They're doing good. Let's see, my dad, well, he was still working, but like it's one of those things that now he's on call. My mom left her job last year. So she was looking for work at the beginning of this year, and then like everything's paused.
Yeah. Gosh, it's just so crazy.
How are your parents doing?
They're good. My dad is that poor guy. He has never owned a phone in his life. And his work, he works on a computer a lot of the time at work, but he has this like very specific program that he's on, so he never has to, like, it's like he turns his computer on and it's just this program, like he doesn't really have to do a whole lot as far as navigating a computer goes. And so he's not very technologically sound, I guess you'd say. Not that I am, but he's like really not. And since this happened, they want him to work from home at least like 4 days a week. He can go in like once or twice a week, but they gave him an iPhone and a laptop, and I'm like, he's never owned a phone, let alone an iPhone. He's never really used a computer that well. Now you're gonna give him like some MacBook, and he was pretty worried about that, but he's doing good. I think he's tries to go into the office as much as they let him, because he's still at PG&E, so they'll stay open, obviously. But he's doing well. Just hanging out. My mom, she's bored. She's bored with this, but she was doing good before. She's retired now. So when this happened, so she's pretty busy. She stayed pretty busy day to day, but now that this corona hit, she is just bored out of her mind. But she keeps asking me when I'm gonna come home, and I'm like, man, like, I'm really scared of Corona, Mom. I don't want to travel. They're good. They're trying to stay busy, trying to kind of get through all this, but they were doing just fine before this too. So yeah, not a whole lot new. My dad, he's probably looking toward retirement here pretty soon, I think. He's going to be 68. Where he is 60, I'm not sure. So I think in the next couple of years, he'll be about done too. I think he's just trying to avoid not having a job. Even if he does retire, I'm sure he'll get another job. Mm-hmm. He can't, I don't think he'd be good at retirement. So weird not seeing you guys and everything now.
No, you go ahead.
I don't even know what I was going to say.
Dang it. So what have your last 5 years been since I've last seen you?
Last 5 years. So graduated Benicia with you and then came up to Reno I went to the University of Nevada at Reno. And so I came here originally for nursing. Because my goal with that was to be a firefighter. But if you have a nursing degree, you can basically, there's ways that you can like kind of turn that into a paramedic certification, kind of a thing without going to paramedic school and everything. You basically go to nursing school instead and then take another class or something. And, basically you can challenge the board and take a test and get qualified as a paramedic. And I was doing nursing for the first 2 years and I was not getting straight A's. I wasn't doing bad, you know, I was like a B student, you know, I've just always kind of been a B student. That's kind of what I continue to get. But that doesn't work at here. So I think you needed like a, the average person getting in was getting like a 3.7, you know, that was their GPA. So they're averaging about an A minus A GPA. And I was like, I'm not going to get in. And I kind of freaked out. I was like, man, I need to change course. You know, firefighting is still the goal. How can I get there without not wasting, but without spending too much time in school, kind of a thing, or kind of get to the school that I really need. So I changed to criminal justice, actually, because I was looking at all the different majors that I could change to and still kind of graduate at a decent time in criminal justice. I just found it interesting. I thought it was super interesting because it had like a law path, and I always thought law school would be really cool. I wasn't really planning on going to law school or anything. I just thought, you know, if I wasn't doing firefighting, what would I want to do? You know, and I was like, you know what, law school sounds really cool. So I decided to do that. So I did this criminal justice pre-law major, and I finished off with that, and it worked out great because I was able to finish in 4.5 years. So with switching my major halfway through, it only took me one extra semester. So I actually finished faster than if I would have stayed with nursing until I would have gotten it.
That's completely awesome.
It worked out great. So I did that, and then I graduated in December of 2018.
Hey, me too.
So it worked out great. And I loved UNR. I loved it so much. I still do. I still work there, actually. I worked on campus. Basically for, I didn't work my freshman year. I worked, the summer after freshman year, I worked at Costco in Vallejo. And then when I got back that summer, I worked on campus at the rec center and I worked there, the whole time I was here. And then once I graduated December, I went and got certified it wasn't even that long ago. I'm trying to like think of what my life's been. I got certified to coach. So I started coaching CrossFit at UNR. Nice. And then I also worked at a restaurant. I was a bartender and a server I worked at a sushi restaurant, actually. I got a job at a sushi restaurant. Which was awesome because it was all I could eat every single day. And I took advantage of that like no other.
Wait, so did you work?
Yeah, I worked. And they would give me, so I worked like Monday through Friday. And I worked, every time you worked, you got a 20-minute break and you could to eat. But you were allowed to eat whatever you wanted. And like I could throw down some sushi in 20 minutes. Like, I don't think they, like, at first I like felt bad. So I would just like try to like not eat a whole lot. And then like whenever we had like extras, like they made stuff by accident, like I was always the one that like volunteered to eat it. And they were like, you know, you don't have to like be nice. You can really eat whatever you want during those 20 minutes. I was like, you're going to regret that. And I would eat so much after that. It became like, Oh my gosh. But I did that. So that was graduated in December, started coaching at UNR, started working at the restaurant. And then I also started EMT Basic Academy in January of 2019. And then I graduated from my EMT Basic in May. And then also in April, just before I graduated, I stopped working at the sushi restaurant and I got a job serving bartending at a restaurant downtown here in Reno. Pretty nice one. It was kind of a way more formal, kind of sit down, nice dress kind of place, which is cool. I mean, the money was awesome. I went from sushi restaurant. It was way different because sushi restaurant, we pulled all of our tips together and split immediately. And I just hated that so much because there'd be people that like, I remember one day this girl, she got super drunk at work and just sat down like the last hour and a half. I can't believe she didn't get fired. And I remember like she got the same amount of tips as me because we split them. I'm like, that's, I don't know if you cuss on this show, but I was like, that's BS, you know, like, so it was nice to go to this other restaurant where you actually keep your own tips. So it was kind of cool to kind of work a bit harder and actually pay off for what you do a bit more. Yeah. It was cool. I loved getting to bartend whenever I could and serving. It was a cool job. And I just got done with my basic EMT and I knew I was going to go to the next level of emergency medicine in the fall. So I basically just worked from May until August, and then I started working part-time and I started my next level of EMT. So I did the Advanced EMT Academy, and that was, I'm trying to get my days together. Yeah, so I did my Advanced EMT in the fall, last fall, and I worked at the restaurant part-time. And I actually ended up getting laid off from the restaurant it sucked. Because they just didn't need as many people when it gets like to winter here, you know, it snows a lot. So restaurants and everything slowed down a bit. So they just didn't need as many workers. So ended up getting laid off there, which is fine because I was in school and school was getting pretty hard for me. So I just tried to focus on that. And then I graduated from the Advanced EMT in December. And then I got another job at a place called Regulus Fit. And it is a gym here in town. It's like a strength and conditioning gym. So now I coach group classes and then I do personal training at Regulus Fit, and I still do it at the UNR a little bit. I coach a class there once in a while, but yeah, so now I work at Regulus Fit and do that. I love it. It's awesome. Just kind of get to help people every day and kind of do what I enjoy working out. I enjoy training a lot. You know, it's a passion of mine. So it's cool kind of getting to help people kind of achieve their own little goals, you know. I think like the coolest thing, it's kind of weird. I had this one girl who I was training for a while and she came in and she was like pretty out of shape. To be frank, she was just very out of shape. And she was with me for like about 2 months. We were working, training, everything. And she came in like one Saturday or something. And she was like so excited. She was like, "Boston, I went out dancing with my friends this weekend and I didn't get tired." And I was like, "That's awesome." You know, like little things like that, you know, like, cause before when she first came, there's no way she could have went out dancing without like, you know, like
being tired.
Yeah. Being tired. And now she was like able to actually kind of be a bit more confident and go out and have fun. And she didn't feel exhausted to do that. So
yep,
that was awesome.
I understand that completely. I've been playing this like kind of workout game on the Switch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's called Ring Fit. And so like, okay. It's basically like an RPG type of thing where like, it's a story, not RPG. Maybe it's RPG. Yeah, role playing it. Yeah, RPG. Where basically you're going through different levels and like different workouts accomplish different tasks. And like there were some workouts I just couldn't do, and now I'm actually being able to do them. And yeah, confidence grows from there.
Hello?
Did I cut out?
For like a second at the end, like the last sentence he said.
Fudge. No, basically, I'm like some workouts I couldn't do, and now I'm being able to do them. It's like, oh man, that boasts of confidence.
It's rewarding, yeah. I mean, it's like little things that you just find get a little bit easier, and it's like, it's very cool. It's very rewarding. You know, I love to do it. So yeah, and then now I am still working at Regulus. I still am trying to be a firefighter. That's the goal. It's the dream for one day. And I have been applying to places like crazy, pretty much. And I was actually in Park City, Utah, in February. I went to go test there for the department, and the written test didn't go as good as I would have liked, but I actually, so they have like a few phases. You have to like slow, it's like a little pyramid. It gets tougher, less people each time. Mm-hmm. Made it past the first phase, actually, which I was like surprised about because I didn't do very good on the written test. And then I made it to a physical test and that went fine, passed that. And then I made it to the next phase, which was an interview, and that I got cut. But you know, sucks, but whatever. I think the interview went well, but, you know, I didn't have a very good written test, and a lot of the departments do, like, a point system. So, yeah, it's kind of do good at all sections to really get that final.
Yeah, but if you look at it this way, as far as you did, you're going to get better.
Exactly. And I did, because I ended up going to Denver in March because one of the departments there was hiring. It's called West Metro. And same style kind of as Utah. So there was a written test. If you did good on the written test, you got the physical test. If you did good enough on the written and physical test, you get an interview. And I went there and I took the written test, and there was so many people. I'm thinking when I was in Park City, there was like maybe 100 people applying or testing, mm-hmm. at least. More people applied, but at least 100 people testing. And I was like pretty small. So I was like pretty, like, this is nice. And I get to, the Denver department, and there was, someone told me that there was like around 700 people applied online.
Oh my
and
God.
Then I know at least 420 were at the written test, because that's how many slots were open when I got invited to the test. And I walked into the department, I was like, oh man, like there's so many people here that are way more qualified than me. And just, there were so many people in general. But I took the written test, and I remember I took it, and I like went through it kind of fast, and I was like, I stood up to go like hand it in. I was like one of the first few people done. I'm like, this isn't good. Like, there was no, I shouldn't be, you're either the first, one of the first ones, cause you did really well, or you did really bad. And I'm not usually the kind of guy that does really well on a test. So, I stood up and I thought about like sitting back down. I was like, no, just have confidence what you did, you know, like, you took your time, you answered confidently, just be confident. Went in, handed it to them, and then they go, and you have to get at least you have to get a certain score to make it to the physical test, and they grade it right there, and they put it through the scan. I'm like, oh crap, because a couple of people failed it right before me. I could hear them getting told they failed. But I ended up passing it. I ended up doing like really well for, I think I scored about almost 20% higher than I did on the Park City test.
Oh, that's awesome. On this one.
Yeah, so I was like very happy. And then I went and did the physical test, and physical test went awesome. Got a perfect score there. So I did, I think, you know, obviously I could do perfect on both, would be awesome, but I think I did really well for what I believed I was capable of. I think I did really perform well on both tests. And we were supposed to have interviews, which is the final phase for the department, in the end of May, beginning of April. And it was getting close to the end of March, beginning of April. It was getting kind of close. And I was like, shoot, like, I don't know what's going to happen. And then we got an email from them basically saying, because of the coronavirus, we're moving all non-essential work to May. So all interview decisions won't be made until May. So I was like, okay, fair. And then it was a couple days ago. I was kind of wondering when they were going to let us know if we get an interview or not. And I got an email from them. And it was this huge email. And it basically started out saying, like, we're so sorry for the inconvenience with the COVID-19. I'm like, oh, crap. Like, I was thinking either one, I just didn't get it. Or two, what I was really worried about is them just canceling the whole recruiting process and just starting over when this thing blew over. And I was like, I opened it up, I heard the sorry part, and there was like a big email, and I was like, oh gosh. I closed my phone, I went for a walk because I was like too stressed to read it. Came back, finally read it, and it basically said, sorry about the inconvenience, but we're very happy to let you know you've moved on to the interview process. But they're going to be holding it in like September right now is the tentative date. But yeah, so I was just ecstatic off that. So actually the interviews might be on Zoom depending on how the world is doing when that comes around.
Yeah.
But yeah, so right now that is my life. I work at Regulus Fit and I'm waiting to have an interview for a fire department. Hopefully that goes well and start my dream job, hopefully this fall. But yeah.
Neat, man. I hope you get it.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that. I hope I do too. So we'll see. There's a lot of qualified people out there though. So
oh no, you're one of them. You're one of them.
I hope that's what they see, but you know what happens and try to just stay confident and content with whatever happens. You know?
Yeah. You already looked the part. So I'm just saying.
You need your mustache, you know, we'll get there. So what about you? How are you last 5 years?
Mainly just school and work. It, like SF State for until like December 2018, and then basically I worked all of 2019 doing the dealership and the Giants during the summer.
Mm-hmm.
And then 2020 was supposed to be the okay, let's get back to work, and then yeah, COVID-19,
yeah.
Yeah, no, but not too much. So Zeems, you've had an adventure. You've definitely had an adventure these past 5 years.
Dude, I hope so, man. I hope life's just an adventure. I think you have too, man. I think everyone's having their own adventure. Mine just taking place a little bit farther away from where I grew up. And yeah.
Yeah, no. But how is living in Reno compared to Venetia?
I love it. I love it. You know, I love Benicia to death. You know, like I think we're very lucky to have grown up there.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not a huge fan of the Bay Area in general. To be honest, I think it's a very unique, awesome place, but it's never really been my ideal living situation, you know, cause like I love Benicia, but outside of Benicia, I've never been like a huge fan, to be honest.
Yeah.
So coming to Reno was nice because like I loved getting outside. I love hunting and fishing and hiking and everything. And you know, Reno is just like such a mecca for that because you know, we have Tahoe. You know, we're basically like a 5-minute drive and you're in, you know, Tahoe National Forest and everything. So it's been awesome. Like I love Reno to death. It was weird living here because, you know, I mean, you growing up in Benicia, Benicia's like so small compared to a lot of places.
Yeah.
So Reno was kind of a jump for me, at least, moving to a larger city. And that was kind of weird at first. But, you know, they call it the biggest little city. That's what it's called. And it, like, when I lived here, like, it makes sense. Like it's a large kind of city, you know, there's a lot going on, but it's like, it's so small at the same time, you know, it's weird talking to, cause I got a lot of friends from, Reno, obviously that like grew up here and it's like, they know everyone else kind of, you know, they kind of have it's a large city with a very, very tight knit community, you know, like people know each other, you know, and there's always stuff going on, man. Like I love it. You have to come visit.
Yeah, you know, no, I would like, love to, man.
You know, there's always stuff going on, especially in the summer. You know, we got the rodeo and float down the river and everything. But yeah, I love Reno. Like it's been It's been a real blessing to me, definitely. But I will say, I think I am ready for something new, which is kind of why I've been applying to other places, because I love Reno to death, and I think I would want to live here long term, yeah, you know, and like settle down here. But I think I need to go somewhere else for a little bit before I, you know, we talked really about not wanting to be in the same place forever quite yet.
Yeah.
Same thing. It's like, I love Reno so much where I feel like I need to kind of get out of here for a little bit, go somewhere else, and then hopefully come back.
Yeah. Make sure you truly love it. Yeah.
Exactly. Cause as of right now, I love Reno and I could see myself staying here forever. But it's been awesome, you know, like it has snow. Love that. Skiing, you know, like it has everything that I love to do. And it has like one of the most amazing kind of small, tight knit communities over a large area that I've ever seen. So it's really been awesome.
Yeah, man. That's completely awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah. That's been my life so far.
That's awesome. Now, yeah. I'm going to transition a little bit, because like I was talking to Jonathan about this, like, because we're talking about how we are now, and then we talked about a little bit of like basically the reminiscing part, like yeah, growing up in Benicia and all that. Like, I remember, I don't know if you remember this, but there was this one time, I think we all like the basketball team, we're all hanging out at your place, and we did that trail in like your backyard that's like behind the fence.
Yeah.
Yeah. And like, I remember like we went up that trail and then your parents were just looking for us.
Yeah. Oh gosh. I remember that. Was it nighttime?
Yeah. Like it was like when the sun was going down and we're like, yeah, let's do it.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember my parents were pissed. Cause I always, yeah. My mom, she like, she gets so worried sometimes about things, especially like having that trail. Cause I always like to go back there and meet with people and hang out and, stuff. And I remember that one time she was pissed. I remember she like starting to walk up the hill to look for me, and I'm like, because I didn't have a phone, you know, I don't know if any of us had phones at the time, so
yeah, none of us did.
Flashlight. And yeah, gosh, I remember she was pissed. I missed that basketball team though a lot.
Yeah,
that was fun. I think about that pretty often, actually.
Yeah, it was a stellar squad.
You were good.
I mean, undefeated until 8th grade.
Yeah, and I think we only had one loss then. Like, it was pretty nuts. Like, we probably could have played with some high school teams. Like, when I really think about it, like, we were good.
I mean, you, Randy, Jordan, all you guys. Yeah, no, I was good sitting on the bench.
Dude, I think I was just tall enough to where that's, I could get rebounds. It's the only reason I was able to play. It was a good time, though. It was a good time. What about you? You got any goals? What are the next 5 years looking like for you?
Well, depending on how this COVID goes, basically kind of find a job that like I'm happy with that kind of uses my skill set, even if it's just like video editing or videographer, or even just like something simpler. Like even if it's not film and I find something that I like doing, then yeah, I want to stick with that. And then on the side, continue building my portfolio.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And see where that goes.
You gonna make movies one day?
Oh yeah, no. Well, I do make movies. I just, they're very short, low, zero budget movies. But
talking about big time, are you gonna like make the next Avatar or what?
I don't think I'll be good at that. Like, I'm good at directing when it comes to like small groups, but I've always thought like, would I be a good director when it comes to like having a full on set and like so many people? I'm like, I don't know half these people.
Yeah.
Like, I would love to be given the opportunity to at least try my hand at it. But for now, I'm happy with making my short films.
Yeah, yeah, I get that.
You still playing any sports on the side or no?
Not really. In college, I would do, like, flag football and stuff and play basketball here and there. But actually, we had a softball team, which was a lot of fun because I missed baseball, but – It's not really a thing after school anymore unless you're a pro. So I was on a softball team for a couple of years, and that was actually a lot of fun. It was way less serious. It was just me and a bunch of friends, and everyone, they would all drink the whole time, and we would do a little tournaments, and it was a good time. It was a lot of fun, actually. So I wouldn't mind trying to get on another softball team with some friends here too again. I think that'd be fun. But what about you?
Well, at the start of this year, I was like, okay, every Sunday I'm going to play some, like, a different sport with, like, a group of friends that I invite and stuff. So it started off with football. We played a bunch of football.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then we did some basketball, and then went back to football. And then I was, like, trying to plan a baseball game. But then, yeah, COVID-19.
Oh, yeah. Gosh. Yeah, it's been hurting. My buddy, actually, good friend of mine, he just signed a contract with the Denver Broncos. And he was supposed to be going out there to start training camp this month, but this happened. So he's having to wait on his dream a little bit too. So tough times.
Do you remember Willie Calhoun?
Yes.
Did you hear what happened to him during spring training?
Oh, what happened?
He got hit in the face.
Oh, got hit in the face.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you see that video?
Yeah, I was watching it, and I got a notification on Twitter. I'm like, he got hit, what? And I saw the video. I'm like, dang, that's what, 95?
Yeah, that. Oh my gosh, I forgot about that. Do you know how, like, what happened? If he, like, broke anything or how he's doing?
I think it fractured his jaw.
Okay.
Yeah, it's one of those things that, like, it hit him, and, like, it did bruise, break, but, like, it's just good to hit him, like, in that area, not, like, anything lower or higher, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. And, like, I mean, as crappy as it is, it's. Not that I'm, like, happy any of this is happening, but at least this whole Corona thing, at least it's not like he's missing out on time that he could be playing, you know?
I mean, at this rate, by the start of the season, he might be back.
Yeah, start of the season, he'll be prime and ready, so. Yeah, no. Yeah.
I mean, if the season starts, I have no idea how sports is going to bounce back.
Yeah, it's interesting stuff.
You still fan of the Red Sox, or?
Yeah, dude, I still love the Red Sox.
Okay.
I don't know why we got rid of Mookie Betts, but, you know.
He wanted money. They didn't want to pay him. It's the oldest time.
Should have paid him. I would pay a lot of money for him. But, yeah, so.
Well, he's only going to be with the Dodgers for 1 year, and then he can go wherever he wants.
Yeah, I just hate that it was the Dodgers.
Yeah, me too.
Anyone besides the Dodgers or the Yankees, I've been fine.
It's funny because I met this friend at SF State, and he's a huge Yankees fan. And I'm just like, we talk a lot about baseball. I'm like, man, it's weird because, like, growing up, I was hanging out with you and the Red Sox fans, and now I'm like with the Yankee fan. Yeah. This is weird.
That's gross, man. You should lose them. Oh, gosh.
No, but, like, he's so hyped on the Yankees. I'm like, man, what if they don't do it?
They're not.
It's always fun with the Dodgers. They get better every year, but they still can't do it.
They just can't. I love it. My roommate, he's a huge Dodgers fan. He's from Bakersfield, so kind of right, pretty close to LA. And I remember they made it to the World Series, and I was like, I'll bet you $50 right now that they're gonna lose. And I think he, like, knew it because he, like, wouldn't take the bet. Like,
was this the Houston one or the Red Sox one?
Both. I've lived in one for a couple of years. I knew it.
I mean, what's
Red
your take?
Sox one, I just know. What?
What was your take on the cheating scandal, though? Because maybe the Red Sox did it, too. That's the thing.
I know. You know what? I'm kind of weird, I guess, like, it's like, I don't like it. I think it's horrible, obviously. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, it sucks that that happened. And I hope that a lot of pitchers decide to hit a lot of Astros players when they're at bat. You know, I think that's just how it works.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, it's, you know, you can go on forever about saying how stupid it is. But, like, my one thing, like, I think that's horrible, but you know, pretty much everyone is just, like, really just letting them have it, you know, and they're mm-hmm. pissed and saying a lot of things. But, you know, in the back of my head, I'm like, I bet a lot of you guys who are mad are probably on steroids. Like, I think there's a lot of people who are cheating in other ways that are getting mad at them for cheating. And, you know, you can't prove every single thing. But a lot of the people, I'm like, you know what? Like, if you can tell me honestly and truthfully that you have never done anything, whether it be taking PEDs or like lying about a ball hit you at a bat, just like literally anything. If you can be honest and say that you have never done anything to cheat in the sport, then by all means be pissed. But I think a lot of people are getting pissed who I don't honestly believe have played the game cleanly either.
Yeah. It's one of those things that like you're getting pissed because it's been proved, well, somewhat proven. They got caught basically.
I think it's horrible. I think it's, you know, I think it's a shame that they did that, and I'd be pissed. But I think a lot of these people need to look at themselves and really think, have you really played the game honestly as well? Because I hate to assume it, but I think in professional sports, I'm more interested in who plays the game professionally with integrity nowadays, because it's so common for people to cheat, whether it be through drugs or just like bending the rules or, you know, like deflating balls or whatever it is. You know, I'm more interested to see who actually plays cleanly nowadays. So when people get mad at that, I'm like, are you playing it cleanly too? You know, so.
And this goes to my question, like, if they were cheating, how'd they still lose all home games against the Nationals?
You know, like that's another thing. I'm like, Kershaw still sucks in the playoffs, no matter if they had his pitch count or not. Like, I don't know. Like, there's certain things where it's like
you can't fix,
even if they know the pit, you know, like, even if you know a pitch is coming to you,
you still have to hit it.
I'm not defending the Astros by any means, but like, the perfect pitch is meant to be unhittable. Like it's like, you think about like I think about football. Every single play in football, like, no matter what, like, obviously you're not expecting to get a touchdown every single play. But if you look at how all plays are drawn up, if every single play goes perfect, like, every single person does exactly what they're supposed to do, every single play is a touchdown. Like, when you really think about it, and same thing with any sport. If you have a perfect pitch, it should be almost untouchable by a batter. So, play the game, you know, like, shame on the Astros for what they did, but get over it. A lot of people cheat, and until it's a perfectly clean game, I don't get too invested.
Yeah. So. I also want to circle back to the Mookie Betts trade. Why did the Red Sox want to keep trading with the Dodgers? Because they did this, what, like 6 years ago when they traded Gonzalez and, like, two others?
Yeah. I was more upset about that one. I don't know. I feel like they're just trying to piss off the Yankees. The two bads of the sports, I feel like, are the Dodgers and the Yankees, and they just want to piss off the Yankees. But also, the Dodgers got the money, so, you know, they'll do that. But I wish I would trade with, like, the Giants or someone good, you know, someone I actually like.
Yeah.
And, you know.
See, the problem is we could trade with people, but, like, we're still paying all the people from, like, the early 2010s who helped World Series. Like, we paid them, like, big contracts. Okay, now we got to live with it.
Yeah, exactly. I get that. But Dom, I hate to get off to you, but I got a client at 12:30. So I'm going to have to go to work here pretty soon, man.
Hey, man, by all means, if we got over an hour, that's more than enough for me.
Sounds good, man.
And I got to see you again. So I count this as a win.
Yeah, dude, look, stay in contact. Hopefully this thing clears up. We'll have to get in touch. Actually,
yeah, no, when like everything's kind of back to somewhat normal, I should visit Reno.
Yeah, please do, it's an awesome place.
Yeah, no, so I'll all let right, you man. Go man, it's been sounds great
good. It was a pleasure talking to you, man. It's good to catch up. All right,
exactly. You take care, right, man.
You too.